Hello, what a time to be recording because I haven't recorded and I missed a week. I did a recording and I missed a week, and now we're doing another recording. We're not a bi-weekly podcast, or I should say I guess, since it's just me, but I just life got chaotic. Anyways, I have like time right now. The kiddos are asleep, so I can do it. I just feel like so nervous now when I pick up the to start recording again. When I have it in a little bit, it's like anything that you take time, like you stop doing it, it's better to just be consistent because then it's like you're doing it all over again for the first time. Like even with dating, I haven't, I'm married, but we haven't gone on a date in a really long time. We haven't gone out to dinner or done anything like just the two of us in a while. And it's weird. Like we planned a date for this weekend. I am like, now I'm like, should we even leave the house? Like, if we have a free house, like, why don't we just watch a scary movie here or something that won't get interrupted, or like get some wine and do something indoors? 'Cause I'm like, oh, everywhere outside, which first of all, I have social anxiety and going anywhere, like, I don't know. I just hate talking to people and doing things and being perceived or whatever. But I also just like don't, I'm like thinking about like where is even, because I'm in my small town. And so I'm like, what is even good to go like eat? And am I going to be bloated? I'm like overthinking everything. Like, am I going to be bloated afterwards? Do I really want to go spend like $20 on a glass of wine? And it's going to be so loud, we won't be able to like talk to each other. And then I thought, like, what if I get like the noise canceling headphones, not the headphones, those little like inserts that just cancel noise? Because I feel like those would help me out in multiple situations doing anything. But like, I was like, what if we both put some in and just like we're able to like have a dinner together, but then like where I won't be super anxious because this restaurant's gonna be extremely loud, but then we won't be able to hear each other. And I don't know. And I'm like thinking about what do I even have to wear. And I'm just stressing out like it's my first date ever, when it's like my first date in a long time with my husband who knows me, but I'm just like so nervous about it. And I also canceled my very first day ever because I just like didn't, like last minute was like, you know what, I don't want to go anywhere actually with anyone, so thank you, bye. And then he showed up and this wasn't my husband, this was just like a first boyfriend thing, kind of, not really. He was like the first boyfriend that my parents knew about or came over. He ended up coming over anyways to like take me out when I said no, which was the first red flag that I ignored. So anyways, I'm feeling nervous about this. But I made a matcha, and it's the middle of the day. So, because I don't, I feel like I get an energy dip in the middle of the day. And then I have this like random resurgence at night, like literally when I'm in bed. And then I wake up with a bunch of energy. I'm just a morning person, always have been. But I dip in the afternoon, and then I can get like the midday blues or whatever. I don't even know if that's a thing. but I made a matcha so that I don't feel like I am dying and I can speak and I'm not panicking or anything. I also have notes. I have like show notes today. I'm actually a little bit more prepared. So let's see what we're gonna get into. Those are my bills. I have it on my phone. I can't find a pen. I've been looking for a pen all around my house. I'm also like trying to talk faster. So let me know if I usually talk slow or if I don't enunciate or what the deal is. I am hoping to get like better podcast equipment soon. I just don't know if I want like a mic, like my old one that just kind of like looked like an old-timey radio mic that was propped up on a stand, or if I want a handheld like microphone, like a real Rodecast one. We'll see. I don't know. I wish we had like a guitar. Well, we do, but not like, I wish we had a guitar center where I live, because last time I went with my husband in like Austin or somewhere where we were visiting, it was really cool because he got to like explore all the guitars and I was in like the studio section and I just got to play around with like everything, and so did he. And I just wish I can go in person and touch them again and see which ones I want. But anyway, I don't know. I'll have to do my research. I always read reviews. Always. Wait, what am I talking about now? Because it's like lost. Oh, I don't have pens. I have a whole bunch of coloring pencils and Sharpies, but I don't even have a Sharpie pen. And so all of my notes and everything that I need and all my journal entries lately have been on my phone, and it's not the same. And I have one pen. Literally, I have one pen right now. I feel like my mother-in-law always has like a bunch of office supplies, so I'm gonna see her tomorrow morning and I'm gonna ask her for a pen or to bring a pen with her so that I can have a pen. Or maybe I'll just go buy if, no, you know what? We're gonna be out, so I'm just gonna go to like get an inky pen that I like. I don't know why. Okay. Because I don't have one, and then the one that I do have, every time I write, it like starts off strong and then it slowly dries out, and it's the most infuriating thing because then I'm just like scratching the paper and making holes in it, or I'm like licking it trying to get something to come out of it again, and it's like not even worth it at that point, and I'm just overwhelmed. I could just it's a $2 solve, but I still here I am. Okay. And I don't like buying them in online sorry, where I can't see them. I need water, sorry. It's the matcha. It's like so dry. Has anyone just boogers and coughing in like 5 minutes into the podcast? That's great. I may take the nose sniffling noise out because I always hate that. But I sorry, I'm not thinking. I got like the ceremonial grade matcha, and it's really dry. And I don't know, when I make it, like I think I use oat milk, and I feel like oat milk is a little dry as well, like anyway. And so it's, I don't know, it's really, really dry. I don't know how to fix that. It's hot, so that's like another part of it. Like when it's iced, I don't think I notice as much if it's like a drier tea, but it is like really drying out my throat right now. All right, so what are some things that I wanted to talk about? What are my notes? Obviously, we're going to talk about books because we've been reading. Oh, first thing, the boogers. Spring has sprung with a vengeance. Literally, the first day, the 20th, the first day of spring, all of us got hit with like boogers. There's haze, like the weather said haze, and I was like, what the fuck is haze? It's what it sounds like. It just, you go outside and it's like remnants of like the Dust Bowl. Like it's just like hazy outside. That's all. I don't know. It's like not directly in your line of like sight, like in your vision, but you can look up in the sky and there's like no fucking sky. It's just haze. And you can feel it in your throat and your chest and your nose. And it just happened the first day of spring. I usually every year get sinus infection that hurts so bad that I can't even sleep. It just like put so much pressure on my nose and my like cheeks, you know what I mean? Like right there where your sinuses are. Hasn't happened, knock on wood, like so far, but we did get like boogers and sick, and the kiddos are just like just feeling it. And so that's been like, I had one day. I don't typically get sick unless it's my yearly sinus infection, but I did have one day this past week where I got like the chills and like fever, body aches, and then it was done. It was just like one day. And then my husband came home with it like 2 days later, and then his is done. So I don't know what we had where it was just like one day of fever, but it's not, we don't have it anymore, so who cares? But yeah, I just feel like this weather change just happened literally the first day of spring, just overnight, not gradual at all. And all of our bodies felt it. Also, the fucking weather is warmer one day. Like it was freezing and now it's just warmer. And I had a like these little, there's these like big beetly water like roaches that live in the soil where our trees are. And we have like leaves, and they're always in the leaves if we don't clean them up. And like, they just, you know, they're bugs. It's nature. Crawled through my front door. And like a few days ago, this house, you could lick the floors, like spotless, right? Then everyone got sick. And it's hard to like, even when just your partner is sick, it's so hard to pick up, even though it's just one of you, because like you're helping. And then suddenly, like, it's like the kids know, like, everyone knows something's up. And I don't know. So it gets harder. And the house was like a mess, like because of being sick. And of course, like I'm like getting frustrated with like how messy it is after it was just so clean and pristine and cozy. And a bug walks in. Like my son literally goes, "Mo, mom, look, a bug." And it was like one of those fucking gross roaches. And so I screamed and he was like, "It's just a bug." And I was like, "You don't understand. Like that is the most disgusting." Well, I had one time a bug crawled, oh my God, I can't even talk about it, and crawled onto my toes. And I just like kind of like shook my toe because I thought like, I don't know, like I didn't, it wasn't even a bug. Like I just thought like I had a hair on it or something and it didn't shake. And I looked down and it was stuck on, I can't. So yeah, I am, I'm a little bit not like, I'm a lot not looking forward to all the bugs with the warmer weather. I can't do it. There was also like a cicada, I guess. I don't know if they're around or maybe they come around in the summer. It was a bug that was making noise. It was like hissing and it was inside of my gate that lock. Like I have a gate lock on my gate, obviously. But it was inside where the lock latches, right? And it's like a hole because the lock has to go in. And so our lock is broken. I don't know how my husband opens it because somehow it works for him magically every time. But for me, I unlock it. And then because it's stuck, I then go in with the key and I push it out of the way, if that makes sense. Like I'm physically pushing the lock after I've already unlocked it because it's like not going back with the mechanism. And then I open it or I just vigorously like shake it if I have my hands full. But inside of that little hole, something was hissing at me and it freaked me out. And so I just like ignored it and ran to the car. And then I had to come home to grab like some file I forgot. And I come home, open the gate that I did not relock. I just like opened it. And then something came flying out of that fucking hole. And I don't know what it was. Like it looked like some kind of mutant fly because it was small and round, but its eyes were blue. I don't know. But I know that it had no social skills or awareness because that thing was right in my face. Did not read the room, you know? So very rude of it, but like it's a bug. So clearly he knows that I'm fearful of him and that he's going to be on this planet longer than me, or at least his species is. So just all around a hate crime. He said, "You're in my season now, bitch." Okay, so talking about bugs and evil things, I want to get into the book that I read. So I re-downloaded my Libby app so that I can check out some audiobooks from our local library. And I started thinking about the word library. So I was checking out some books. I was looking sometimes on Audible, some classics are free and others aren't if they're like more popular. So I was like, well, I want to check those out because they're like faster, like sometimes they're just like 5 hours or so. And I was like, I'm gonna check some out. Maybe they'll have multiple copies, or like not everyone is ch there. Most people are like waiting for new releases or popular books like ACOTAR and stuff on Audible, or sorry, on Libby, because it's like one book that they issue out or two. And so I got The Bell Jar by Sylvia Plath, and I had talked about this a little bit, but I deleted it. I made a post about just like books lately or something that I was reading, but I deleted it because I didn't feel like it was, well, first of all, there was so many grammatical errors that I don't know. I shouldn't have made this post at like midnight, but I did. I should have like reread it. And then like I just felt like it wasn't as intentional or pretty aesthetically that as I wanted it to be. And with all the like, there wasn't a lot of grammatical errors, but there was like, do you know when you go in and revise a sentence and then you forget to like cut out another and, or maybe you started the sentence from like your POV and then started to rewrite it in third person and then doesn't make that happen. So I just like removed the post. But anyways, I was saying how I was like I always knew that The Bell Jar was going to be an impactful book for me, but I was too afraid to read it because I was like comfortable being in my bubble of being very sheltered and afraid of the world. And I was also like, I wrote that I was a teenager who teetered on the edge or on the line of like, I am safe in a bubble and I'm too scared to go anywhere or do anything. And also like, I'm running away to New York tomorrow. Goodbye. Meaning that I stayed in my room and my room was decorated in New York paraphernalia. It was just like posters of New York and Time Magazine that were like, a bunch of like New York stuff in my room. And I didn't go anywhere but my room. And so that was like the theme for my teenage years. And sometimes I feel like I wouldn't branch out because I was so afraid of like who I might blossom into, which is stupid. I know. And I think it's like I knew it was stupid, but I was just like so scared of being a disappointment or so scared of the hype not living up to this fantasy that I've created by staying in my bedroom and like telling myself all these stories and journaling. And what if it's not what I thought it was? Or what if it's not Jess and Gilmore Girls taking Rory to the record shop, you know? What if people take advantage of me physically or emotionally, or I'm lost and I get hurt and everything that my parents said was true about the world out there? And yeah, it's not to scare you, but it's not like that. I just had so many fears, and something as simple as a book that I knew would impact me, I was scared of that impact. And so I'm reading it now, and while I was listening to it, and there were so many banging lines in there that I was like, I need to annotate. I kept bookmarking it. And so I stopped it like an hour in, and I was like, no way, like I have to get this book. And I have to like start from the beginning again and with my highlighters and pen and stuff. And so I ordered it, and I ordered the little, like, it's a newer edition. It's pink with a little rose on it. Sorry, the burps are back. I had an orange Olipop thing, orange cream or something. Not my favorite, but Mika will drink it. Anyways, Mika being my son. Sometimes I just say my son. Sometimes I say his name. The last thing that I want is like people to talk about my kid or my parenting style. And so like, I don't really talk about that too much, but I am very passionate in my parenting style. And everything that I do with my children is highly researched on my end. Like, I've read every book from how I talk to them, what they eat, and how they play. And it's not like I'm controlling all of this. It's just like, I know what works for us. And I take everything I do like very seriously, and I'm very analytical with shit. So I just want to put that out there. Anyways, there was another copy that I almost got, but it was like 25, and which I'm going to get it anyways. So really, when I'm like trying to save a buck, I'm just spent like 25 plus like whatever I think it was like 11 or 12 on this copy of The Bell Jar. So it, and then I didn't get it, which I may, maybe in the future, I will order it on Audible. And so I'll have 3 copies and 2 trophies. But anyways, the hardcover one has a really pretty New York street like cover to it as well. I might get that one for the shelf, and then get this. I have the little one that I'm annotating, and I might do that one just to like, you know, as my travel book. I think I'm actually going to do that. So anyways, it's beautiful. And I would love to come back with some quotes that I have saved maybe next week, and I'll share those, like the most like impactful things for me. But yeah, I knew it was going to be something that was going to like, I don't know, maybe I would have like taken my whatever $1,200 I made working for months as a teenager and then done that instead of just like, my path is my path, and I'm so happy and so grateful. And of course, you say you do it all over again when you have kids, but like I really would. And I also kind of wish I took more risk when I was a teenager. And so maybe, who knows? I can't say. But anyways, I'm also because I was reading that, I had checked out, because everything, like they only have like 1 or 2 copies, like I said, of certain books, especially if they're like popular. And so they are on a hold most of the time. Like you're in line, and it'll be like, everyone has like 2 weeks or so to read a book, and then people are in line waiting. So that person can take up to those 2 weeks, or they can like read it in a day, and then they like release the hold, whatever. So I was just putting a bunch of books on hold that I wanted. And I looked up like some Grady Hendrix books that they had. They only have like 2 or 3. And so I put one of them that I hadn't read yet on hold, and it was like weeks away. Like it was like, oh, the wait was like 4 weeks. And I was like, all right, well, like, I'm not going to, maybe it was a little bit sooner. I don't know. But it was like 2 to 4 weeks. And I was like on a walk, literally just like checking the app to see if like a book maybe was like on there. And then I saw that one was, and I was like, well, I'll just put the hold on it. And then, you know, I'll get a nice surprise in a few weeks, because sometimes like I do enjoy like my Grady Hendrix books that I have, but I don't like particularly, I feel like when I read, it's such a like easy read that I kind of remember everything that happened. And so I'm like, not really like, oh, I want to reread that. You know, I feel like I've already experienced it, and I can like retell them. So I it was like, I'm not going to buy it. I'm just going to like listen to it on Libby. And then, sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. And then I was like midnight. I had finished Iron Flame already, and I can't, my book light for my my physical books is too bright. And so I'm sorry, I'm hearing like squeaking, and I know that it's just my house moving because it's windy outside and our fireplace is open, but I'm also like traumatized because of that bug. And now I'm like, is there a rat in my house? But I would know. I would so know. I've not seen any poop, and it's coming from the fireplace, the noise. I'm just like scared. I was gonna say I'm scareding myself. myself, but that's not a thing. Okay. So it was like literally like 11 o'clock at night or like 10:30, and my eyes are drooping and I'm like, okay, I need to go to bed. I put my phone down and then I'm like closing my eyes and the phone buzzes. And I always say this anytime like I get a random or my husband gets like a text message because no one texts him. He has his work friends now, but he like used to not have any work friends because he worked with like a bunch of like older men who just like were not the vibe. And now he works with people his age and he like has friends more and he's talking to his other friend a lot more. And so I really haven't seen him like engage in friendship since like he was going to the gym daily. So it's funny that now his like phone goes off. But anytime his phone would go off and we weren't used to it, or like one of us would get a notification at a random hour, I always quote Linda Belcher in Bob's Burgers when she says, "Who the hell is texting the emergency phone?" So anyways, my phone buzzed. And I instantly was like, who the hell's texting the emergency phone? And I pick up my phone and it was Libby. And it was like, a book that you had placed on hold is available to borrow. And I was like, what? And so I saw that it was Grady Hendrix, The Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires. Is that correct? The Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires. Yeah. And so I was like, okay, that's crazy. But I also had to like, I pressed borrow because I don't know if like they give you like after seeing it, like, I don't know, an hour, and then they're like, okay, bye, next person. So I pressed borrow, and it took everything in me to not like, I think the only reason I didn't start immediately listening is because my headphones were too far away from me and I was already in bed. But I was like, don't, you're gonna get into this book and you're gonna be like 2 hours in, and then you're gonna be like, what's another 2 hours? And you're gonna be up all night listening to this book. So I didn't. But then I did the next day, and I think I finished it within like 2 days because it's a Grady Hendrix. Anyways, I did enjoy it. I gave it 3.5 to 3.75 stars, which seems harsh for a book that I like enjoyed. But I just wish the ending, I feel like with Grady Hendrix, you know, typically you're going to have like a happy-ish ending. But Grady Hendrix loves a final girl. And he does even, there's that book, what is it? Final Girls Club or Final Girl Support Group. I think that's what it's called. So he loves a final girl. But I just wish the ending had like a little bit more for our main character. Like I wish that she got a little bit more than like, I feel like she got satisfaction and like, we were supposed to be happy with that. But she went through so much shit in her life, not having, not even like with the fucking vampire, but like emotional like shit, like especially in her marriage. I fucking hated her husband like so bad to the point where like I was PMSing while I was reading this, and I'm also like looking at my husband like, if you ever do any of this fucking shit, like I hated him so much. And I just wanted her to like not, I don't know, I feel like at the end it was like she was a better person, but I was like, okay, but also give her fucking bag, dude, like shit. Like I feel like, and that's like the thing, is that in the beginning it starts off saying that this took place in the 90s and his previous book was My Best Friend's Exorcism, which was, it took place in the 80s. And they're like, the parents in the My Best Friend's Exorcism were like stupid and like, you know, they were ignoring the teenagers and they were like, whatever. And he's like, that's because it was written from a teenage point of view. So we wanted to like give our parents more like credit and grace and like write a book from their POV. But then you like didn't give the bitch her bag after. And like, you just kind of like, she got off like, what was her win? Like she won in life? Like what? No, like I feel like she needed a bigger like redemption. Like I feel like there was, I don't know. I just feel like it, maybe you're like, well, that's the real world. Like, you know, but no, it's not, because it's a fucking book. So give her fucking bag. Like, I mean, I don't know. I just like wish that she had a brighter, like not brighter, but like a bigger ending. So yeah, I don't know. And then I also kind of wish that they had like a, I don't know. I just wanted more from the ending. And like throughout all of it, I was kind of like, I don't know. Like I felt emotion. I felt frustration. I felt intrigue. But I also like could see how life could get busy. And then I could like put this book down and then not want to really pick it back up. Like I wasn't on the edge of my seat. Like I was like, okay, like this is an intriguing story. It's funny as well, as most Grady Hendrix books are, but I just wanted more from it. And also, like, I didn't fucking ever write a book in my life, okay? Unless you count the book that I wrote in like senior year about a little girl who lives in her fucking closet. What? Yeah. Foreshadowing. But anyways, like I don't know. I just wanted more, and like, who am I to fucking critique, right? But anyways, I still gave it like, let's say 3.75 stars. My littlest guy just woke up and he is obsessed with my podcast mic. So hopefully I am able to do this. I gave him a foundation brush and also my straightener up unplugged because he is obsessed with my straightener. And I don't know, every time that I have it, he will try to like rip it down from where I have it. So no. Oh my God, I'm sorry, I buffered. I never have it on around him unless like I'm actively doing my hair. Hi. What else was I gonna say? Oh, yesterday, because I just buffered, I was thinking about yesterday how I don't know what I was trying to say to my husband, but I just kept saying buffa buffa buffa, and it was not coming out. I just remember making the buff sound over and over, and I had panic in my eyes. You can see my eyes are just filled with panic as I like bath bub baba, like as I babbled looking at my husband, because I know I could not say what I needed to say, and I was like, you gotta help me, why are you just watching me? All right, so what else was I gonna say? I think I'm done talking about the book. Okay, I just closed out TikTok to make sure that it didn't stop recording. I'm also reading Funny Story. And like I said, I'm reading this physically, and it's so hard to read it because I can't with the light. Like my light is so hard. It's so bright. Like the first setting is so bright, and I don't know. I have to like I can't read it during the day. But like when my littlest one is awake, because he's at the age where he wants to rip books. What's the matter? And everywhere I place it, he like finds it. Unless it's like back on the bookshelf, even in my, it was in my purse earlier, and I had my purse resting on a chair, and he like got onto the chair, looked in my bag, and then pulled out my book. And I was like, how do you know? How do you know where my book's at? So I'm at the scene where they're at a winery, like the first winery introduction, because our FMC, sorry, our MMC works at a winery and does a bunch of other jobs, I guess. I don't know. Like, I don't really know too much. I'm in the very beginnings of it as where I'm at recording wise, like right now. But I'm kind of loving this. This is like what I love about reading physical books is that it does take longer to get through, but you get to sit in these scenes and atmospheres and like emotions longer than if like, I feel like if I had listened to this, I would have been like, okay, that was the winery scene, and then we're on to the next thing. Where like I was really in these moments because I'm still in it right now. Like I'm still like thinking about the book, and so like my last memories are at that winery, and I'm still in it, and so I love that I love reading. Duh. Okay, I hope that this isn't too much background noise right now. Hey, so I had everything ready to release this episode almost because I was in editing, and then I realized that my mic was not plugged in for like a good chunk of the second half of the podcast, which was like the full meat of the podcast. And so here we are redoing that right now. After the random rambling and housekeeping section of the podcast, where I really got into like the meat of it, which is like what the whole podcast is about and what I'm about to talk about right now, my littlest one had woken up and he was making a lot of background noise with his piano and like throwing paper, like construction paper, just kind of flailing it around, and it makes, a sound. And I didn't really think it would be too loud, but because my mic had turned off, it was now like using my phone to record. So my phone was recording the entire room. And so it was very loud, almost as loud as me. So I'm talking and the piano is like directly playing at the same volume as my voice. And so since I have notes, I thought I would just redo it and re-upload. Well, not re-upload it. I would just upload this section and then we would be done. And that's it. I will warn you, however, I usually do a quad shot over ice for my morning coffee if I go and out and get a coffee and I'm not making it at home because I don't have any right now. I did that and he misheard me and gave me a double shot, and I did not correct him because he's just trying his best and he's new, and most of them are actually. And I was once a barista for many years, and so I know that the littlest thing will set a Karen off, and it's not just you who gets like yelled at. they come for redemption. Okay. I worked at Starbucks for years and we had a Karen so bad that she went to corporate and we had to like give her entire office crafts and crafts of coffee and literally catering to them. Like we had given them like, it was like I don't even know if they make them anymore. They're called Travelers, I think. And it's essentially like four big things of full loads of coffee. And we gave them like five. Oh, sorry. My gremlin came out. We gave them like five and treats and all this. We essentially literally catered to them. So I'm not going to do that over two more shots. Plus the price was right. So we're just going to get more coffee later. I got a lot of cleaning to do today. So I'm going to go get a Bloom energy drink. I've been really enjoying them. And yeah. Okay. So let's get into what today's episode is actually about. I titled this episode Spring Wishes because it's essentially what I'm wishing for spring, what I want to do with spring, which the main theme that has been coming to light is just intention. I just want to be more intentional, especially because my kiddo turned one during the spring equinox. So it's literally a rebirth, you know? And this year from one to two is such rapid, or sorry, from zero, no, oh my God. Yeah, one to two. It's such rapid growth. Like zero to one, you expect that your baby will develop and you're looking for every next milestone and you're going to the doctor every single month to make sure that they're hitting every single milestone and doing every single checkup and getting, you know, their vaccines and making sure that everything is up to date and everything is like the little computer baby that you birth is microchips are working. Not really, but kind of. So, you know, you go to the doctor now at one and you only have to go to the 1.5 mark and then at two. And then once you hit two, you just go every year. And so it's like, you know, you just miss it. And this year from one to two, they go from baby, not walking, probably babbling, saying a few words that aren't very clear and only at times that they want to, very sporadic. And then suddenly they're turning into this toddler at the end of the year. And then by two to three, they're full blown toddler. And so it's just precious. And this is I'm just ready for this little era that he's going to be in. And I'm very excited that it's starting in spring because it does really feel like a rebirth and everyone is walking around and everyone is out doing the farmers markets are opening up, you know what I mean? So it's just everyone is ready to literally start blossoming again. So first things first, I am on a plant ban because I seem to just rush every dying plant that I buy to their grave. You might think, well, it's possibly that they are already dying and covered in, I was gonna say mulch, but I don't even know what mulch is. So I shouldn't say anything that I don't know what I'm fucking talking about. But you would say maybe they're already dying and then you don't know what you're doing. And so you hurry them along. My sister-in-law will revive them. So I don't, and then she gives me little pieces of them that have fallen off and birthed new babies. And then I kill the babies because I just can't have any plants. So until I can take care of a plant, I will not be getting any more plants. However, both my husband and my child have gone to the seed section of any store that we are at every single time and stared at all the seeds. And both have asked me for seeds that they want to start planting seeds this spring. And I mean, at least nothing's dead yet, you know? At least I get a chance at bringing some, if they don't blossom or bloom into anything, at least I didn't kill anything unless it's the sperm of, you know, jalapeno sperm. So we'll see. My neighbor, she's a gardener. She's in her 60s and we share a wall. She's super sweet. My toddler was he was wanting to get these seeds and he mentioned her and he was we can go ask her to help us and she can come over and help us. And I thought that was so sweet that he thought of someone in that way and just wanted this. He's already harvesting this community. And so I thought that was so cute. But yeah, we'll see. Maybe, I don't know if I will replace the plant buying ban I'm on with just like seeds and soil. At least I'm like, it's pennies, it's cents to the, I don't, what is the saying that I'm looking for? You know what I'm talking about. I'm not gonna, I haven't even finished my double shot, so we're not gonna get into trying to think of idioms that I don't know. Next, I have that I'd like to start my tan. I've only really ever been like very tan once in the past like 3 years. That was natural, and I have olive skin and I tan very nicely. I don't like to compliment myself too much because I feel like people, I don't know, I just don't want to come off as egotistical, especially because I'm a fucking Leo, and anytime that I say anything about myself, I may have even said this before, I like have to come with a fucking disclaimer. But anyways, I have olive skin. It's pretty. It tans nice. And I don't need, like, I just need like an SPF, and then my skin is pretty and I can't, that's not, whatever. I like it. You should be allowed to like yourself. Anyways, I am looking forward to starting my tan now because I live somewhere where it's warmer climate and it happens to like the sun is almost skipping spring, And so I would like to kind of start on that little tan now because it goes away so quickly if you don't self-tan. And I kind of miss, I always feel like very, I don't know, confident, or like I have, my skin feels cleaner and clearer, and I just like it. And I've never spray tanned. I have only been in a tanning bed like once. I had like a friend in high school who used to go like all the time, and so she invited me, and I was so claustrophobic and so terrified, and I had paid so much money to be in there locked up in this tube for like half an hour. And so, and it's not half an hour, I think it's like 15 minutes because like my first time. So I was just terrified and I wanted out immediately, but I also wanted to be a big girl because I was hanging out with my big girlfriend. I just hated it, never went back, and I was sweating like just from anxiety of being in there. I was very terrified. And then I also had like guilt, like Hispanic guilt, like my mom was gonna yell at me for being in there because that's like a white lady thing. I don't know. Not really. I mean, obviously Hispanics go to tanning beds, but like, I just felt like my mom would be like, that's a, I don't know, a worldly thing. I thought she was gonna yell at me. So all around, just not a good vibe. But going outside and gardening with some seeds, maybe, and getting some sun on my skin and tanning, maybe nice. And that's kind of something that I want to do this spring. So that's on my list. Next, I would like to walk 10 to 20K steps a day. I used to, well, I mean, I used to. I walk every day with my kiddo. We started when he was just a few months old. And that's how I really got to the root of my postpartum depression and anxiety. I can't tell you how much just going outside really heals my soul. And it, I just, I don't really know how to explain it other than like, I just go outside. Anytime that I'm feeling like the walls are caving in, the second that I step outside, I suddenly have clarity and I no longer feel like I am stuck anywhere. And like, I don't even have to do anything. I just physically go outside and look at the sky and nothing else matters at that moment. And so setting time to be intentional on going outside just to walk without making it like a thing where I mean, yes, I'm like trying to hit the 10 into 20K, whatever, but that's mainly so that I stay outside for a like long amount, a longer amount of time instead of just like, I'm gonna do a walk around the block or something. Like, if I have a goal in mind, then I'd at least like try to hit that goal. And I know that, okay, like that's gonna take me like, I don't know, an hour, 2 hours. And so I can like section off this much of an audiobook, or I can get into this podcast or catch up onto this podcast I haven't listened to in a few weeks. And it's just a little goal that rewards you both like physically, because I can't physically, like, you don't understand how much walking really does affect your physique, and not in like a body image sort of way, but you build this endurance where you suddenly start to like, I don't know, go lift weights or something, and you're able to breathe easier and do things and feel lighter because your bone, not your bones, your muscles are used to this movement, and your lungs are used to like taking in this breath. And it, I don't, I just, it, you don't realize how much it actually helps you out. So 10 to 20K steps a day, especially because I'm now a year postpartum and I'm feeling so much more clarity and like myself again. And my body is just feeling like lighter, and but not in the sense of weight, just in the sense of like less responsibility. You know, my son is nursing less and I can focus more on what I'm intaking instead of just trying to intake as much as I can so that I fuel my body to fuel his. And I have with that more mental clarity back, and more with mental clarity back, I have more of me back. So I'm now suddenly interested in more hobbies and more hanging out with people. And, you know, I can have longer discussions with my husband and joke around. It's like so much can be affected with when you have a child that gets overlooked by everyone because of how cute your baby is. And so now coming into this rebirth, literally, I'm just so excited to get outside and have a set goal on all of that. So with talking about that, my next one is that I would like to be pescatarian again. I'm going to start that because it's, you know, veggies, everything's coming back into season. That is a like lighter palate stuff. And I used to be pescatarian. I was pescatarian for a few years up until I grew up kind of like on and off being vegetarian. My mom was vegetarian for a few years, and I didn't really like meat that much when I was little. And so I was vegetarian by choice for a few years. And then when I was pregnant with my first son, I was just craving meat. Like I was just craving literally chili. Like I just wanted meat and beans. And beans is something that I've craved for both pregnancies. And I'll get into that later. Like I'll talk about that some other time about what it means. But I was really craving meat. And so I did the same thing. Less so this pregnancy. I was just more so like craving the beans. But anyways, I would like to go back to being pescatarian. I feel like, again, I have more of myself back, and it's just something that I enjoy eating more of. And it's easier too, because I know that if I need to get protein in, which first of all, like whey protein powder Fs me up so bad. And I don't like just having like a cold, sludgy drink just to get protein down. So if I'm like, and I don't like bacon, like I just don't, I don't know. And then bacon is such a hassle to clean up because of all the fucking grease that comes off of it. So if I'm looking for protein that's easier, it's typically tuna. And I like tuna and it's fresher. Like it's like a nice, fresh thing to eat when it's fresh weather outside. And there's this ranch that I really enjoy that has like cucumber or lime. It's a whole vibe. And I think that I can really, I don't know, I just want to be more intentional with what I'm eating. And I feel like this is a very easy way to do that. So we're going to try going pescatarian again. That being said, I did accidentally order spicy fries the other day that had chorizo on them. And I thought they just had like seasoning. So my bad. But we'll see how it continues to go. And lastly, I say this like every year, I want to have my coffee outside before it gets way too hot, or the immediately like 90 degrees at 7 a.m. I have a very cute little patio, and I'm looking like for, I don't know, I really want to go to IKEA. We don't have an IKEA here again, so I may take a mini road trip, go to an IKEA and pick out some like patio furniture and decorate my patio. I say this all the time, but I'm finally at a place where we can just like kind of relax and do that and breathe a little easier. And so I feel like I just want to have my coffee outside. I want to enjoy my little patio. I want to hang out and do the whole like neighborhood thing, right? Peek over the fence and talk to my neighbor, although like she probably will just come over to my side and that's fine because I love her. But we go on our walks, so I don't really understand yet how that would schedule out. Not that everything has to schedule out, you know, but like I typically have my coffee before, so I'm thinking like if I have my coffee like early and it's dark outside, my kiddo's water table can be moved outside, we can have some of our seeds out there for them. I don't know, like I'm just thinking about early morning coffees and then going on our walk and coming home. And it's just I want this calming, I want to cultivate this very calming and relaxing energy for my children. And I think that having a routine. Well, obviously, I know this. Having a routine for your children is going to help cultivate that, but also for yourself, because you have to take care of yourself first. And if something that I value is having my coffee in the morning, then how can I do that in a relaxing and calming way that would also be routine and some like a way to help my children out where they feel relaxed and not like I'm trying to corral them and have my coffee and mommy's angry and just needs to wake up. Because I had a mother who I always talk about my, listen, I talk about my mom a lot and our mommy issues that I have, but I, she's still, I had to pause it because I couldn't think of anything to say. She's still a human who I honestly, you know how they say like, wait till you have kids and then you'll understand, or wait till you have kids and they yell at you or they tell you this or whatever. I had the kids and they're little still. Yeah, I understand that they're not teenagers. So they're not like slamming doors, which I didn't even, I was like such a quiet kid. So, but I understand that. I also understand how hard it is to heal. I understand how hard it is to take care of yourself and how easy it can be to just ignore signs that are detrimental to your mental health and to keep chugging along and to keep pushing things in aside for the sake of making sure that your children are fed and that they're at school and they're learning and that you look and are presented as a mother who is raising her children correctly and no one calls CPS on you because you're just trying to be with your children. All you want is for them to love you and grow up to be someone who, you know, will, I don't know, admirable. I understand all of that. And I understand how it's so hard to heal because it's so much easier to just focus on any other little thing wrong that it from the floors being dirty to your hair falling out to, you know, is someone going to mispronounce your kid's name? It, whatever. Like there's so many things that you could focus on and try to fix that make it, the task is never ending. Your list is ongoing. So taking care of yourself feels like you're already alive. What else do you need to do? You know, it just feels so minute, but it's the most important aspect of all of that because none of this can truly get done without taking care of yourself first. And that being said, that is not something that is praised on. That is not something that is widely accepted or seen as a necessity, especially above any of your other children's needs or how other people may perceive you. It's not something that in her generation was even thought about. And so I understand just how difficult it could be to go against the grain and decide that you need to take care of yourself. And sometimes you feel like you may not even like be capable of that. So all that being said, it hurts me more that she believes or had believed or believe whatever that she cannot, she couldn't do it. That hurts me more than her acting out of anger is the fact that she just did not see herself as capable or worthy of trying to work on anything that had to do with her because she was stronger than that, which it's not about it, you know, two things can be true at once. And I just have much more empathy, but not for the reasons that she was saying that I would, you know. All that being said, what the fuck am I saying? Okay, I had to go back and listen because I started making myself sweat because I got nervous with what I was saying. So what I had started saying was that I would had a mom who, when I woke up, I didn't know if she was going to be happy or mad because she would wake up one or the other, and then the mood of every the day would be changed depending on how she woke up. And I remember like judging her breathing or judging any little movement that her eyes would make under her eyelids on how she was going to wake up. And I don't want that to happen with my children. I obviously know because I'm not that way. So I know that. Like I know, but it's still like I have to, I feel like I just have to be more intentional because it's so easy to fall back into whatever patterns that you're familiar with. And although that's not a pattern of mine, I don't want it to become something that I just become influenced by. Lastly on my list, I have do more drugs in a spiritual retreat sense, in a stay up late with my husband watching a movie sense. Yeah, and that's alleged and all legal. So I will see you back next week. And I hope that you enjoyed this. Sorry about the timing. My mic was seriously like the audio was not going to work out. Okay, thank you for your continuous support. If this episode, if you liked it, whatever, if you just share it to your stories or something, or let me know. I enjoy feedback that I don't know. I love you guys. Okay, I gotta go. And not really, because I'm not doing anything but cleaning today, so I don't have to go, but I should go. Bye.